Tupac Shakur was only 25 when he died from gunshot wounds in a drive-by attack in September. He left behind an artistic legacy that included one platinum and two gold records, as well as five films. The murder is still unsolved.
We're glad that you are with us. We are talking tonight about the tragic and untimely death of Tupac Shakur, and there is, of course, some dissension on our set, which I certainly welcome dissension about whether
that something was very wrong. Was a discovery of Fanny Shakur made as she tried to recover from the shock of her son's murder in Las Vegas last September. An unknown assailant opened fire on Tupac, execution style, as the car he was riding in, driven by Suge Knight, stopped at this intersection. Tupac lay in a coma for 6 days.
The doctor came out and said that Tupac had stopped breathing three times, and they had revived him three times, and that every time they revived him, he just went back, and I asked them to leave him alone and to let him go. I really felt it was important for Tupac, who fought so hard to have a free spirit. I felt it was important for his spirit to be allowed to be free, you know? And so I rejoiced with him and with the release of his spirit. I rejoiced then and I rejoice now when I'm not crying.